Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
There's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend, for a friend. I want to, and I need to, be more like Jesus. I want to, Lord, I really need to, be more like you. Yeah. Amen.
Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Keep clapping your hands. Let me hear your hand clap loud. Keep clapping your hands. Clap your hands for Jesus. What a blessing. I want to welcome you one more time to the Living Bread Cathedral. Hallelujah. This is the Shine Service. Amen. And this morning, I'm happy to inform you that you are about to hear the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And even though your flesh cannot relate to the Word of God, the way your flesh relates to fried rice with chicken, or your flesh relates to a chilled malt, your flesh cannot relate to the Word of God, but your spirit man can relate to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Your spirit man can relate to the Word of God. And I want to suggest to you today that your spirit man needs to eat. Just as much as your flesh needs a chilled malt, needs fried rice with chicken, your spirit man too needs to eat. Hallelujah. And some of you, your spirit man has not eaten good food in a while. Spirit man has not eaten good food in a while. But I'm excited to tell you that this morning.
Come on.
I said this morning. Somebody is too quiet for me in this place. I said this morning. Your spirit man is about to enjoy a 5-star cuisine.
Oh, yes. Come on.
This morning, your spirit man is about to eat something sumptuous. Something delicious. Something tasty. And if you are spiritual, you should smell the aroma already in the air.
Come on.
You see how before the food comes out of the kitchen, it's already causing trouble.
You know things. Come on.
The last thing I want you to know is that if you were standing before the throne of God and he wanted to say something to you this morning, what you are about to hear is exactly what he would have said to you. Exactly what he would have said to you. Because what you are about to hear is the unadulterated Word of God. And I'm happy to tell you that this Word of God is not 4 weeks old. It's not 2 months old. It's not 3 days old. It may not even be 3 hours old. It is fresh. And when the servant of God stands up here and holds his mic, you are seeing a man preach. But what you don't see is that he's downloading from heaven. Jesus Christ said, for those of you who think that I'm saying something strange, Jesus Christ said that I only do what I see my Father do. That was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had real-time access. And as God did, he did. I'm happy to announce to you today that the servant of God is coming. And what God is saying is what he will say. I said, what God is saying in heaven is what will be said to you this morning. I don't know how your excitement levels are this morning. I don't know what you have for breakfast. But if you are a little excited, I said, if somebody is a little excited in this place, I want you to make a noise. Clap your hands. Join me and let's welcome to this pulpit. Edwin, Morgan, Ogo, come on, shout out! Make some noise!
Yes!
Yes! To our God, every word of worship, on our call, every praise, every praise is to our God. Come on, sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell two people standing around you that I am happy to be in church.
I am happy to be in church. Beautiful.
I am happy to be in church. I am happy. Tell another person that you are excited. I can see that you are excited to be in church.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I want you to clap your hands, everyone.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do
clap
it.
Your hands, everyone.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Come on. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift your hands. Oh, and Jesus, let's share Jesus. The word of prayer. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands.
Amen.
We commit the service into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, O Lord, that you will touch our lives.
Oh, touch.
Bless our lives. Give us an amazing experience today.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We open up ourselves to the ministration of angels.
Yes.
We open up ourselves to the impact of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
We open up ourselves to every goodness and every gift and every kindness. Anything that can come from you, we are open to receive it.
Oh, Jesus.
And let this be a most exciting time. We thank you.
We thank you.
And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh.
Keep clapping your hands.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
And you may be seated. So nice to have you in church today.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
And today we have a very special service because the Holy Spirit is here amongst us and he's here to do something very, very special in your life. I want us to welcome our sister Frida to bless us with a song.
Hallelujah.
I want you to sit back and relax. The song is coming to make a way. And then the word of God will come to you.
Hallelujah. You are my ever present helper. Holy Spirit, I adore. You are the fire in me. You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. Holy Spirit, I adore.
Going to use me to bring very important message that you need. Your life needs it. Your destiny needs it. Your present life needs it. Your plans need this message. Your spirit needs this message. Your body, the body sitting here, needs this message. Your mind needs this message. And the title of the message is The New Creation. The new creation. All of us have come today to a God who is an expert in making things new. I was very happy the other day when I stumbled upon a scripture that said, God, even when you are old, he renews your youth. He renews your youth. He is able to make an old person young. Wow. There's an 18-year-old girl sitting here. You are more experienced than a 64-year-old woman. Yeah. You are 18, but what you have seen in life, you are an old woman. You're not even 20 years old. But today in this service, God is going to reset and reformat your original life the way it was supposed to be. All the experiences and all the things that have made you an old woman before 20 years, God will reverse them. In this service, God is going to create things. The Creator is going to create. Some of you here, your soul is spoiled. It's spoiled. You need a new soul. One brother was going somewhere with his car, and the car suddenly stopped. To cut a long story short, he discovered that it was the gearbox. Yeah. He took money to somebody who supplied him with a brand new gearbox. He fixed it. As he was going to another place, the car stopped. And he called the mechanic in the area. And when he came, he said, "Ah, your gearbox is spoiled." So, "Oh no, yeah, I know, but I just bought it." He said, No. This is an old gearbox. Apparently, the guy collected his money, showed him a new gearbox, but put an old one inside and just did some things to it, yes. But today, Jesus, he doesn't put an old gearbox and tell you that it is new. what he puts in, you can be sure that it's brand new. New, brand new. The new creation. There's a job looking for 23, 24 year olds. And you are a 24 year old. But when you go and they assess you, they say that you are a 45 year old. That a lot of your parts are spoiled at 24. So wear and tear. So you are not a normal 24 year old. You're not a normal 24 year old. There are girls sitting here based on how you have been used. Your body parts are frequency of usage, type of usage, the intensity of use, the depth of use. Your body parts are old. You are 23 years and you are competing with your 79 year old grandmother for body parts. Tonight we've all come to a God who makes all things new. I got some information before I came in from my office that there are some 16 people here who want some new creation. Where are the 16? Where were they seated? The 16 guys. Where were they seated? I want to know where the 16 guys were. Oh, you are in front? So the back people don't, they're not part of it. Oh, are you at the back? Ladies and gentlemen, when you marry on your wedding day, your husband must feel that he's with something new. Not home use. Second-hand home use. The car was first used in Suhum. Then it was sent to Nkuranza for 6 years. And for the past 4 years, has been in Aplao. It's now in Accra. Today, in this service, you are living here with a smile. You are living here with a happy face. You are living here with a happy soul. You are living here with a life. There's a renewal of life. Hey, the person who brought you to church today has done you the greatest good. Let's clap our hands for all those who brought people to church today. Celebrate them. If you can see one around you, shake the person's hand that you've done well. You've done well. You've done well. You've done well. Now, if you can sit down, because this preaching is just 17, 15 minutes. We are doing something. How does God make you a new person?
Teach us.
How does God make you a new person? How does he take a tired young boy like you? There's a boy sitting here. It's difficult for you to urinate because of repeated gonococcal urethritis. Repeated gonococcal urethritis. Recurrent gonococcal urethritis. young boy, but you can milk yourself like a cow. So how can God take someone like you whose penis is not even working and rebuild you again? Rebuild your life again. How can God do that? Are you, or I should stop preaching? Yeah. From today forward, any girl that boys in your area have overused, that your breast is now flat and sagging and something else, is going to take shape again. This God who makes things new, he makes bodies new. Body, the body also. So let's use the next 12 minutes to answer the question well. How does God make a spent person? Some of you are tired. My sister, tell him to call you later. Tell him that you are in church. Is there anybody who is interested in knowing how God? If you don't sit down, I can't preach. It's difficult to sit down. Try and sit down and let's end the service. Do you want to know how God will make your soul? It's today that people are standing up and talking and shouting that I've seen a smile on your face. The last time you smiled was 3 months ago. How is God going to reformat your soul for your soul to smile again? Because as you sit here, you are a broken woman. You are a broken girl. But you have come to the right workshop. Here, this one, it's a Mitsubishi workshop. And you are Mitsubishi. You are a Mitsubishi. How does God do it? He does it through 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, the biggest word we are about to look at today. Today is there's a new word. It's a big word. And that big word is any. A-N-Y. Somebody can say it is, pronounce it any. Any. Therefore, if any man, we can end the service at this point. If any man, anyone, rich man, poor man, sad man, happy man, super educated man, no education, area girl, chief executive officer, if any man, you know, they are in this world, outside this building, outside this building, and any building like this called church, outside the church, it's not everywhere that anybody can enter. Sometimes people are given a right of admission based on how you have dressed. There are places where only girls go. So if you are a boy, you can't enter. There are places where only boys enter. If you are a girl, you can't. I was driving with my son recently, not recently, a few months, last year. And he told me that he wants to join a certain executive club. We're driving somewhere. He pointed and said, he wants to be a member of that club. And I asked him that, how much money do you have? Even your father, how much money does he have? Your father himself. Because this club, to have it, you must be a millionaire. In fact, one brother, another, I don't know how, but another brother was driving in that area. And he had a little problem with his car. An old Mazda 626. So he managed to that executive place to park the car and call someone to come and check. The security man said, cars like this cannot enter. Yeah. Right of admission denied. This car, he said, you the cars that enter here are G wagons, BMW 7 Series. And truly, the security man helped this gentleman to push his car. He pushed the car to a row of shops in front of the shops. I lived in Nigeria some time ago. And one day, I'm saying that it's not everywhere your type is allowed. It's not everywhere. And I needed to speak to my mother in Ghana. I left my house. Those days, we used to have call centers or communication center. But this one, there was somebody there who was making the calls for you. So you come with your number, calling London +447 22 and then US +1 6. So I joined the queue. Yes, this is Ibadan. I joined the queue. When it got to my turn, the gentleman sitting by the phone took my number, and when he saw +233, he said, "Where is this one going?" I said, "This is Ghana." He told me, "Sir, we don't make such calls here. Take it somewhere else. We don't make such calls here." Ladies and gentlemen, it's not everywhere that everybody can go, but there is a God who says, ask for Jesus, any man, free pass. Any man, whether you are excited, you are depressed, you are poor, you are a girl, you are a woman, you are happy, you are sad, whatever you are, any man. That one excites me, because at least you have one place that anybody can go. If any man be in Christ, he's a new. All things are passed away. If you can sit down, I want to end the message. Because you see, in this life, many of us, without Christ, you are going to have to carry the burdens of your past. Your past mistakes will follow you and haunt you. Your past sins. Ha! Hey! Fresh girls without children can't get husbands. And you have got two by mistake. Two. Who is going to marry you? But there is a God who has a plan that can take away the past errors and give you a life that is a beautiful life as good as new, if any man. Ladies and gentlemen, if God wants to make you a new person, He gives you not a new school, not new clothes, not a new language, but He gives you Jesus Christ. No matter how disordered and chaotic your life is, Jesus can make your life new. Now let's start. In 1 Thessalonians, we see how God makes us new. Chapter 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God is working on you, He works on your spirit, your soul, and your body. These three parts of your existence cannot be accessed by anyone except God. Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot touch your soul. Rather, you should be afraid of the one who can both kill your body and cast your soul into Gehenna. The three parts that make you who you are, your body, your spirit, and your soul, are all platforms on which God can change you. Today, God is going to change your spirit. You see, the next thing you must know is that when you don't have Jesus Christ, you have a spirit that is wicked. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. When you don't have Jesus, your spirit is a wicked spirit. Desperately wicked. Today, God is changing your level of wickedness to zero and then change you now into a good person. Yes. Some of you only know a life of wickedness. There are armed robbers sitting here today. The service we are in, there are armed robbers sitting here. You don't have any feeling. But you're not a bad person. No. All of us are like you. I am now a normal person standing here because of Jesus. And you too, if you receive Jesus, your wickedness will end. It will end. There's a young man here. You have impregnated a girl. The baby is 2 years. You've run away from the town. And you've come to Accra to start a new life. I mean, as you sit here, you have a 2-year-old son. You are not even 24. You have a 2-year-old son. But your wickedness, it's like you are going about your normal life. Because let me tell you, anybody who doesn't have Jesus, is what one of the manifestations of wickedness is when you think only of yourself. Okay. Anybody who cannot think of the next person is a wicked person. It's about you. When we were in school, we were like four boys boarding school. We get food, we go and buy food. We are eating. That one person carries the food and runs away with it. We chase him, we can't find him. By the time he appears, the bowl is empty and his stomach is shining. But when you meet Jesus, he touches your heart to think about the next person. My sister, it's because there is no Jesus in your life. That is why you are eating a married man's money. A man who is not taking care of his children. You are even your hair. You did it two weeks ago. The money you used. Yes, yes. On this side, they are here. Today, God will save your spirit. You'll be surprised that you will be a new man again. A kind girl, a kind man. You cannot live this life just thinking about yourself. It's because of the absence of Jesus. That's why you are behaving that way. But when he creates you anew and creates your spirit, you become a sweet girl. A very sweet girl. Nothing less than 15 boys here living cruel lives are going to be pastors. Oh Jesus, do that work. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Touch hearts now. Touch hearts now. Touch the girl. Touch the boy. Touch hearts. There's a spirit. The spirit of God is blowing through. I feel him like a breeze. I said, this is the Mitsubishi workshop. We are all Mitsubishi cars. He's working on us. And the first place he's working at is working on your spirit. Your spirit. Your spirit. He's changing you. He's changing your spirit. Wickedness is leaving you. Me alone is leaving you. You think about somebody else. Receive kindness. A spirit that makes you merciful. A spirit that makes you kind and giving. I see things like mechanics are bent down on different lives. They are working on you. They are changing some bolts and nuts, removing some parts, replacing. It's going on right now. It's going on right now.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, mantala bado shapala dafeketana.
Part of your wickedness is how you can have sex easily with any girl. How you can use your body to seduce a man to have sex with you. But when your soul, when your spirit is saved, you become righteous and holy. Righteous and holy. Hey! I remember when I was 16 years old, 15 years, 14 years, Charlie, pornography.
Wow! I was just like you. In fact, right now, as I'm talking, I can't believe it that I don't watch pornography. Hey! I had magazines under my mattress. When I wake up in the morning, 15 years, I just take the magazine, and that's my quiet time. But God saved me and changed my spirit and holiness. Hallelujah. You will not believe it all. That you will see a girl, but you don't feel like sleeping with her. You don't believe that you will have money on your phone with data airtime, but you are not watching pornography. The appetite is not there. The angels are like mechanics. They are working now. They are removing parts. Spare parts are being replaced. The parts that used to make you fornicate and steal and lie and sin. Look, we're all like that. You will not believe it, that you can live for one whole year as a girl and not have sex. You won't believe it. Because currently, every week, you must go and lie down for a boy to have sex with you. But the power of God is blowing through.
Do it, Lord.
It's blowing through.
Yes.
From the left to the right, everywhere, at the back, the angels are working. They are changing lives. Shano Mayanda La Baba. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said, "You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness." Lift your hands and receive righteousness.
I put on the new man, Lord.
There's a girl, you've not read your Bible before. You've not read the Bible, but after today, you will buy a Bible and read your Bible. Oh Jesus. Yes. Right now, angels are putting things on you. They are helping you to wear a new dress. You are putting on the new man. After God is a holy
man. Oh, work on me.
Let me
work on me, Jesus. Work on me, Jesus. A new man.
If God had not changed me, I would never have believed that somebody can be changed. It's an experience I have had. That as I stand here, I don't have any appetite for whiskey or beer. Me? You don't know me. I'm sharing my testimony. Today, I only drink Fanta. A grown up like me. Whatever is destroying your life. Whatever is destroying your life, the wind of God is blowing.
Yes.
Whatever is eating your life, whatever is eating your life, there's a wind blowing. The angels are here. He's working on me. He's working on you. New creations. And do you know something? One way he will change you is that when you receive Jesus Christ, one change that will take place is that you will begin to grow. You will like the word of God. Imagine you, a baby Christian, growing to me. Today, I'm a solid, grown, spiritual pastor. You see, one of the things God does to make you a new person is that he makes you grow. Your growth is part of your newness. I saw a picture of my granddaughter, when she was like 1 week old. Soon after seeing the picture, I went into a room and I saw her jumping up and down and playing. The two pictures are different. The girl I saw, somebody in the house had braided her hair and she was wearing Crocs. With shorts and a nice pink blouse. Beautiful girl. And I remember the picture, 1 week old. The face is something. You see, you become new when you grow.
Oh, yes. Wow.
One of the ways God changes you is today. Some of you are going to become babies. You will receive the word of God. And that word that makes you a baby, that same word, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As you desire the word, you grow. I'm saying today that your beauty is in your growth.
Oh, yes.
Ah, but we are boys. We are boys. We like girls with the breasts are standing in front of them. So the breast is on the chest, frontally looking at your face. The thighs are nicely curved, and the leg is. Then the one they wear the high heels. No boy is chasing a girl with a flat chest. But every girl you see today, any woman around you, she was once a boy. Look around you and see if you are some mature girls. That girl was once a boy. When you see a 4-year-old girl with her haircut, you won't know whether it's a boy or a girl. But when the woman grows, the growth is what introduces beautiful parts. And we are the bride of Christ. If you are a man here, Jesus sees you as his woman. The church is his woman. And when we grow, we become beautiful. There is somebody here today. You have not read your Bible before. But a year by this time, he will be a Bible study leader.
Amen. Professor.
He's changing you.
Yes.
I feel it. I feel that he's changing a girl.
Yes.
I said there is a girl changing you.
Yes.
He's changing you.
He's working. Yes.
He's changing you.
Yes.
Let me.
And yes. One. Last but one area. He changes. It's that he changes your mind.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Sabakataba. Sinamaya debe. Kayaba. Your mind is part of your soul. Hey. When you see a handsome man, nicely dressed in jeans, nice t-shirts, with sunglasses, you are looking at a handsome man because his mind is working well. That same man, if his mind is polluted, is twisted,
he'll be naked, eating from rubbish dumps. The difference between a naked man walking on the street from Dodua to Tesano, walking, and the same man in his Mercedes Benz with his perfume and nice shirt moving around, is the mind. Is the mind. And when God is making you a new creation, one of the areas he works at is your mind. Some of you here today, you are not in your right mind. I know by the dress you were wearing yesterday, it shows that your mind is not correct. I'm preaching. Where you were sitting on Friday night, there's a brother somewhere there. You are with boys who were smoking weed. You are there. There. Where my finger is pointed. You are with boys smoking weed. There. I won't sit there. There's nothing that will let me sit with people smoking weed. Because my mind is working well. If you receive Jesus, it doesn't only change your spirit. He also changes your mind.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You are transformed by your mind being renewed. Today, I see angels with spanners.
Jesus.
I said, I see an angel wearing car wash with a screwdriver in his hand. He's screwing something into somebody's head. You are coming back to your right mind again.
Amen.
I just remembered a madman, naked, cutting himself with stones, but he met Jesus. The same way somebody is about to meet Jesus. He lived in a cemetery. That should tell you. There's a girl here. You have a boyfriend. He beats you. He slaps you. He beats you. But the more he beats you, the more you go to him. You are not in your right mind. This is the workshop. I said, this is the Mitsubishi workshop. You've come to the right place. You are here. He's changing you.
Yes.
And when that madman met Jesus, so when that madman met Jesus, in Mark chapter 5, verse 15, they came to Jesus and they saw the man who was possessed. There are some things going to be in your past. Some words will be past tense from today. Certain descriptions will be past tense. The man was possessed, but he was sitting down. He was clothed and in his right mind. There is nobody in his right mind. There's no normal person who will have the Aviator app on his phone. Anybody with the Aviator app on your phone, you are not normal. Something that is taking money from you.
Preach.
You are now stealing money so you can bet.
Preach.
You are not normal. But today,
Professor,
you are going to come back to your right mind.
Amen.
I said you are going to come back to your right mind.
Amen.
Today, I said this is a workshop. You may think it's a church building with a cross and a Bible verse on the screen, but it's a workshop. Angels are working on you right now.
Yes,
they are working on your mind. How can a boy like you look at your penis? You've gone to fall in love with another boy. How? You are not in your right mind.
but the power of God is going to reorient your sexuality.
Amen.
Your sexuality.
Amen.
Cut through
me.
Kadimosa. New creations are being built right now. New. Some of you, your newness will be how you grow. Some of you, your newness will be your spirit. Change from a wicked spirit to a righteous spirit. Some of you, it's your soul, your mind, your feelings. It's changing.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus.
And the last thing he does, it changes your body. It's a spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, body. Spirit, soul. Look, look. When the guys came in Mark 5:15, they saw a man who even the appearance had changed. The body has changed. How will your body change? Your body will change because the era of cutting yourself with stones will end to an end. Usher you into an era where you are polishing your body with nice creams. Whatever you've done to destroy your life, today God is changing it.
Amen.
Some of you are persistently destroying your life. I said you are persistently destroying your life. The friends you are with, they are destroying you. But today you are going to have wisdom and determination and a will, which are all part of your soul. I've listed the part of your soul. Your wisdom, your determination, your will, your feelings. God is working on it.
Yes.
You see that soon, soon, when you sit with them, you will feel comfortable. You will get up and call your pastor that you want to come and visit your pastor.
Oh,
he's changing you.
Amen.
He's changing you.
Amen.
He's changing you.
Amen.
He's changing you.
Amen.
Some of you, next time we see you, your body will be different.
Oh, professor.
I said your body will be different.
Amen.
Because Jesus, he changes your body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He makes your body a brand new body. The prophet of old said, a body hast thou made me. God makes a new body. One of the things he does to your body is that he can heal your body. If Jesus steps in, part of the things he does, he can heal your body. An eye which can't see, he can make that eye see. A leg which can't move, he can make your leg straight again. Today, the time has come. If you want him to do this work and make you new, look, look. Before I got born again at age 16, even in school, exams, I was getting 32%, 28%. English, I was getting like 67. Maths, 27. 15%, 18%. Then I went on vacation. When I came back, I was born again. Form 4, 95, 90,
wow.
87,
wow.
82, 86. I said, the mind, your mind, I declare in the name of Jesus, from today, your mind will begin to work well.
Amen.
Your mind will begin to work well.
Amen.
Places you used to go, comfortably sitting there, you will begin to have an allergy. Allergy. Place will not be nice.
Oh,
and the Lord is asking, are you willing?
Oh, I'm willing.
Are you willing?
I'm willing.
Some of you, your family, let's forget about your friends.
your family, they are all drunkards. And you are going to follow. Because your blood is doing more to your life than the school you attended. The blood in you, which flowed in your ankle, your drunkard big brother, is also in you. But when the blood of Jesus enters you, as I said, when the blood of Jesus enters you, that blood replaces your ancient accursed blood in you and gives you a brand new life.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in Leviticus that the life is in the blood.
In the blood. Cash. Cash.
And the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Will change. Sister, the original plan is that you shouldn't marry. If you marry, after 1.5 years, you should return home. But when Jesus changes you into a new creature, 30 years married, you are stable. He's making your life beautiful today.
Amen.
He's making your life beautiful today.
Amen.
There is no life God cannot touch.
Oh, yes.
Nobody here today is beyond the reach of God. Right now, his finger is inside your heart.
Oh,
he's massaging your heart.
Amen.
He's touching your mind.
Amen.
He's connecting wires.
Amen.
He's cutting some cables.
Oh,
he's changing your will.
Yes, yes.
And right now, wherever you are sitting down, I want you to stand right now. Because somebody's life is about to change. Wherever you are seated, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Listen. Something I said that blessed me so much is that you become beautiful when you grow. I've never heard it before. You become beautiful when you grow. A 35-year-old woman is different from a 17-year-old girl, the same woman, because her body is developed, her mind is developed. Katuka kataba. Today, you will become a baby, and you will start growing.
Amen.
Your friends will not recognize you.
Yes.
I said your friends will not recognize you.
Amen.
Can you believe it? A day will come; they will call you pastor.
Hey.
Pastor Kwame,
hey.
Pastor Ibrahim,
wow.
Pastor Kwame,
wow.
Today,
Professor,
God is asking you, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you want him? Do you want him to make your life new?
Oh, yes.
Even buildings are being made new.
Oh, yes.
Buildings. They are painting them again, changing windows.
Oh, yes.
Even cars are being made new. They are changing parts. They are spraying again. They are sprucing it up. Cars. Why wouldn't you allow Jesus,
Jesus,
to change it?
Oh.
Every head bowed.
Yes.
And every eye closed. Every head bowed. I sense a beautiful atmosphere here. Today is just a day of decisions. Decisions. We are surrendering our lives to God. We are saying, Lord, take over.
Lord, take
if you are here and you want Jesus to make you a new creation, you want him to come into your life and make you a new creation, make you new, brand new, lift your hand high. I'm going to pray with you. I see your hand. Even before I spoke, I saw hands coming up. The hands are popping up like mushrooms. Lift your hand high. I'm happy that when we are counting, your name will be part of the names we are going to count.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Lift your hand high.
Yes.
There's a girl here.
Oh.
I beg you, don't look at your friend.
No.
Don't look at your friend you came with. The fact that somebody doesn't want Jesus does not mean you also should not want Jesus. There were two thieves on the cross. They did everything together. They stole together. They were jailed together. They were nailed together. At the last minute, one said, no,
No.
They jailed me with you. They nailed me with you. But I'm not going to hell with you.
Ah.
He turned away.
Come on.
Today may be the day to turn away.
Yes.
From that friend.
Yes.
Who is making no effort to come to Jesus.
Yes.
If your hand is up, lift your hand high. I see beautiful hands. Beautiful hands. Lift it high.
Yes, yes.
And if your hand is up, I want you to do one more thing. Come to me here. Come. Run to me here. I want to pray with you here. Come. 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 Yes, come. Girl, come. Come here. Come. Lift your hand. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up and come with your hand up. Keep your hand up. Keep it up and come. Keep your hand up and come. Keep it up. Keep your hand up. Keep it up. Don't bring it down. Keep your hand up and come. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up.
Yes.
Jesus. Jesus.
Like you see.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Up, 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 up.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Yes.
Keep coming.
Let me
leave your seat.
Yes.
Leave where you are standing and come. Come, 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 come.
Yes,
yeah, 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 Yatia Casantanaba in the Lebosa, in the Lebosa, in Mayandalababa. There are pastors in frontier, there are reverends in frontier, there are singers in frontier, there are righteous men in frontier, there are leaders in frontier, there are wives in frontier, there are husbands in frontier. Keep coming,
Jesus. Yes.
Let me see.
Keep coming.
There's a brother here. There are some people standing here.
Oh, yes.
Where you are standing, it's not where you should be standing.
No.
You should be standing in front.
Yes.
There is somebody. I'm sure you didn't hear me well. Because there's a lot of feedback and noise in the sound. But I'm saying it now clearly. If you are standing there and you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, it means you are standing at the wrong place. And where you are standing in life, it matters a lot. A lion can eat you only on the basis of where you were standing. If you are there and you've not met Jesus today, those coming to Jesus are all here. Come.
Come.
And join them. Yes, come.
Hallelujah.
Leave where you are and come.
Come. Yes.
Leave where you are and come.
Yes.
Leave, leave, leave.
Hey.
Leave. Yes, come. Come.
Come. Jesus. Yes.
Come.
Yes.
Come.
Oh, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Come. Yes.
Leave where you are. And finally, the last one. There's a lady here. There's a lady here. There's a girl. I'm even surprised you are standing because you are tired. You are tired of life. The demons that have made you tired are the ones preventing you from coming to the frontier. But I overpower them.
Amen.
I overcome
amen.
Their resistance.
Yes.
And I set you free.
Oh, amen.
To come.
Yes.
That girl, those girls standing there, wherever you are, leave your seat.
Oh, yes.
Because Jesus is here. He's waiting for you here.
Oh, yes.
Come now.
Come.
I'm waiting for those girls. Come. I'm waiting
come.
For those girls. Come.
Oh.
Yeah, leave your seat and come. Leave your seat and come.
Come.
Leave your seat. Yes, come. Clap your hands for her. Come. There are more of them. There are girls who are standing there at the back, wherever. I'm waiting for you. Come here.
Jesus.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. about to pray. This is the moment. 20 minutes ago, a door of salvation was opened. Wide open. Now, it's about to close. It's not closed yet. It's just about to close. I want you to run through that small space like that thief on the cross. Make it out of where you are and enter the kingdom. Before I pray, I'm giving you 5 seconds.
Come to Jesus.
To sneak through. To sneak through. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
It's about to shut. The door is about to shut. Don't be out there. Yes, God bless you, my sister.
Yes.
Yes, keep coming.
Come.
Keep coming. The door is about to shut. Come.
Ah.
I'm waiting for you. Come. The door is about to shut.
Oh, yes.
God loves you. Keep coming. Ah. Clap your hands for them.
Yay.
The door is about to shut.
Yes.
Clap. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming.
Come to Jesus.
They are coming.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Namosa, Namosa, Mayadaba. Come, come. They are coming. Look at them. Look at them. They are coming. It means you too can come.
Yes.
It means you too can come.
Yes.
It means you too can come.
Yes, yes.
It means you too can come. The last 5 minutes, 5 seconds. The last 5 seconds. Yes. That's it. Keep clapping your hands for them. They are coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
The last 5 seconds. Come, come, come. 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 Come.
Yes, yes.
Come. Come, my dear. Come. Yes.
Yes, yes.
That's the power of God right there. That's the power. That's the power right there.
Yes.
That through me. That's the power of God, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them.
Jesus.
Look at them. Look at them. Look at them.
Like you see.
Yes.
Keep coming.
Yes, yes, yes. Come to Jesus.
There's power here.
Oh, yes.
There's power here. There's power here. There's power here. There's a boy where I'm pointing my finger. There's a boy there. God says, I tell you, you are a pastor. You are a pastor. You are supposed to be a pastor. Now you are among unbelievers. You don't go to church. Today is the first time in a few months you've not been to church. But there, right there, he says, I should tell you, come now, come here.
Yes.
He wants to change your life. That's a boy right there.
Let me see.
Come to Jesus.
There's a boy there.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, yes.
Here. There's a boy.
Yes.
Here.
Come.
Here. Leave your seat and come and stand here. He's waiting for you.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
Come.
I'm waiting for you.
Yes.
Where I am pointing my finger,
Devils want to destroy you, but you must escape that now. I'm waiting for you now. I'm waiting for you. Here. Here.
Come here. To Jesus. Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
Come to Jesus.
I'm waiting for you.
Come to Jesus.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, come to Jesus. Come. Yes. Hallelujah.
Lift your hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Every boy, every girl, today, I don't know why, but the sweetest sentence I've heard today is that you become beautiful by growing. When you grow, you become beautiful. Today, all of you who are in front here, as soon as we finish praying, you'll become a spiritual baby.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But with time, if you continue eating, if you continue drinking the milk, you see that you are growing. Your legs are becoming longer.
Hallelujah.
Your fingers are becoming longer.
Hallelujah.
Your face is becoming fuller.
Hallelujah.
The parts are becoming more defined. And you are changing. Today is a day of salvation.
Oh, yes.
Everybody, lift your two hands. Everybody. I hope the chapel there is on. It's open and on. Beautiful. Beautiful. Everyone, lift your hands. And now say after me. Make it your prayer. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I can't hear you. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Today.
Today.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For bringing me to this place.
For bringing me to this place.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
And I am responding to your love.
And I'm responding to your love.
By surrendering my life to you.
By surrendering my life to you.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Take me.
Take me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I have gone very far from you.
I have gone very far from you.
But I'm coming back to you.
But I'm coming back to you.
I'm coming back to you.
I'm coming back to you.
Oh God, I'm coming back to you.
I'm coming back to you.
I have not only gone very far.
I have not only gone very far.
But I'm also very dirty.
But I'm also very dirty.
I've done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
I have sinned against you.
I have sinned against
you. My soul is dirty.
My soul is dirty.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of your son, Jesus Christ.
With the blood of your son, Jesus Christ.
Today I declare.
Today I declare.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Because I'm receiving Jesus.
Because I'm receiving Jesus.
Into my life.
Into my life.
As my master.
As my master.
As my savior.
As my savior.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
As my friend.
As my friend.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, I welcome you into my life.
Welcome you into my life.
Enter every room.
Enter every room.
Change every part of me.
Change every part of me.
My spirit.
My spirit.
My soul.
My soul.
My body.
My body.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
That I am your child.
That I am a child.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Out of the world.
Out of the world.
Out of the sinful world.
Out of the sinful world.
Into your glorious kingdom.
Into your glorious kingdom.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Receive me.
Receive me.
Make me your own.
Make me your own.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
I will read your word.
I will read your word.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
This is my church.
This is my church.
I will be in this church.
I will be in this church.
I will prosper here.
I will prosper here.
I will be established here.
I will be established here.
This is my home now.
This is my home. Oh, hallelujah.
From today.
From today.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
Everything is new.
Everything is new.
And
I'll say, please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is. Mention your name. Say, please write this name.
Please write this name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
I am registering today.
I am registering today
for eternity.
For eternity.
For eternal life.
For eternal life.
I am born again.
I am born again.
My friends are changing.
My friends are changing.
My life is changing.
My life is changing.
What I've done is changing.
What I've done is changing.
I've started a new life.
Starting a new life.
A new. And a beautiful life.
And a beautiful life.
In Christ.
In Christ.
The pastors in this church.
The pastors in this church
will be my pastors.
Will be my pastors.
I will grow here.
I will grow here.
I'll be involved in this church.
I'll be involved in this
church.
Say,
this is my church.
This is my church.
I'll be here.
I'll be here.
And I'll grow here.
And I'll grow here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I'm excited. Clap your hands. I'm excited. Look, you will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. When I was 16 years, I took this decision. What you've done. How old are you? 12. Yes. By this, you have started early. By this time, I was drinking whiskey in bottles. This age. I'm so happy that the 12-year-old. We are going to help you to know Jesus, to sing about Jesus, to read about Jesus, and be born again properly. You will never be the same. Are you not happy? You were the one receiving the call. Your mother was calling you, your auntie. She said, you didn't wash your clothes. Same again. Some of you are lady. You, what's your name? Irene. Soon they will call you Lady Pastor Irene. Yes. One day you stand on this stage to preach. LP Irene. Why do you say? Oyarefa. Yes, this is your church. You are going to be one of the leaders of this church in the area. You'll be doing outreach and bringing the people to church. Yeah. Clap your hands for Lady Pastor Irene. Oh, I feel excited. And now let's give the biggest hand clap to the fellowship leaders and the FLMs. The flames. Now, you see. The pastors there, they are waving their hands. Can you see them? There are some women there. They are waving their hands there. But they are pastors. Even the pastor, the head pastor here, Bishop Kobe, he's going to receive converts today. Yeah, he received converts in Arise service. Clap for him. He received convert in Arise. Like people go and he went to stand there to wave. And he has gone back again to go and receive them. Please come, let them see you. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is it. Yes. That's, and he is the pastor here. You will never be the same again. I want all of you to turn and face the side. And when I say, I'm counting three. Forward. One, two, three, forward, march. We are moving to that side. Clap your hands for them. 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 Keep clapping your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands for them. Don't stop clapping. keep clapping. I feel you are angry, or you are bored, or you are not happy. Give the Lord a shout. Yes. Now, I want you to take your communion now. You want to come to the table of the Lord. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Lift your bread. Lift it up now. I can't see anybody holding your bread. Say, this is the body of Christ. Oh, say, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I am identifying with Jesus.
I am identifying with Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I don't belong to the devil.
I don't belong to the devil.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I have a beautiful life.
I have a beautiful life.
This is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
Thank you, Jesus.
The table of the Lord. His body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, the blood is special.
Yes.
It's because of the blood that we have power over Satan. That's why when we drink it, we are renewing the power in the blood. Say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
For my protection.
For my protection.
For my healing.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
For my deliverance.
Say, I love the blood of Jesus.
I love the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it. Lift your two hands.
Yes.
I want you to pray for yourself. Everybody. Everybody. Pray for yourself that you will know Jesus.
Yes.
That he will draw you deeper.
Amen.
You will know him more.
Amen.
And more.
Yes.
And
yes.
More.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. He's your only door of escape.
Yes.
From the evil and the wickedness of this
Jesus.
World.
Jesus.
Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray for yourself. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. You are my master.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are my Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please be seated now.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.